are here at the 2019 CUNA GAC with Mr. Mansell Geary from FIS. How are you, Mansell?
Doing well, and good. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking time out of your evening to be with us here in the studio lounge.
Into the night.
Yeah. I mean, I know the show just kind of started, but how's it going so far? I think they just had the opening session in the exhibit hall.
Yeah, going fantastic. Yeah. A lot of people through. You know, got a chance to, you know, just have the usual Sunday evening casual meet and greet.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is about my 12th, 15th time to be at GAC,
okay.
So I'm a veteran of this.
Congratulations on that. Milestones all the way around.
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking about creating a greater presence and fostering a community with credit unions for FIS. Can you expand on this a little bit?
Well, okay, for years, FIS has had a presence in the credit union community, but sometimes that presence was behind someone else. And like anything else, it's better to have the direct relationship. You hear the message more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And so what FIS has wanted to do is to establish that direct relationship and understand the challenges, understand, as I like to say, what keeps you up at 3 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's keeping credit union executives and decision makers up at 3 in the morning?
Yeah.
What are the things that they're facing that they need a good technology partner to understand?
Yep.
And so that's what we're here to do. You know, FIS has created a lot of good services,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of credit unions are already utilizing those
mm-hmm.
services, but still, it's about hearing directly, listening directly, hearing the feedback
mm-hmm.
from those credit unions to understand exactly what they need, what kind of challenges they're facing,
mm-hmm.
and what kind of strategy they're planning for. So to make sure that our services are in tune with what they need to be competitive.
Indeed. And you guys have a credit union community division.
Yes.
Solely focused for credit unions.
Absolutely.
To handle what you just said. So.
Absolutely. That's my role, is
that's
to
your,
lead that division.
Okay.
And we've already got a good core of people that are engaged and involved.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like you go in and more clearly define what the expectations of that division are, and that's my role in leading this group. We've got a fantastic group of professionals that have been engaged in selling and servicing mm-hmm. credit unions, and it's just about making sure that everyone is clearly focused and understanding. You know, it's about understanding first before being understood.
Oh, sure.
And making sure we have a clear understanding of, again, the challenges credit unions face, the nuance of the credit union community.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very close-knit community.
Oh, yeah.
And, understanding those subtleties and those things that are most important to maintaining a good relationship.
What are you seeing out there when you're talking to credit unions? You talked about, you know, credit, you know, what's keeping them up at night, you know, at 3 in the morning, and what are you seeing out there that's challenging credit unions these days? Because obviously the speed of technology is just mind-boggling right now. Yeah, and it's hard for anybody, much less, you know, a smaller credit union, to keep up with it. So are you seeing that, other types of regulation, lending issues, leadership, all sorts of stuff? What's keeping them up at night?
Gosh, all of the above.
All of the above.
You know, I mean, we've obviously got a changing dynamic in the leadership because
mm-hmm.
so many credit union CEOs are retiring.
Right, right.
And so that's a challenging dynamic. But more to what we do, it's the evolving dynamic of the payments world, of the money transfer.
Talk about fast.
Because, you know, we're not your grandfather's credit union. We're not your father's credit union. It's a different day and age.
Mm-hmm.
The millennials and the other, the base out there is looking for different ways to transfer money.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't tap to pay on their credit and debit. They want easy money transfer to their friends. They want mobile wallets. They want the usual home banking, bill pay, fraud protection.
Oh, yeah.
That is right at the top of that, because every day you pick up the paper and you read about another hack or data breach. And so credit unions have to know that information is secure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're there to do. We cover all of those bases.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, FIS has a lot of good technology, and now it's about kind of leaning in and listening more closely
mm-hmm.
and making sure, just like the conversation I just had there in the exhibit hall,
mm-hmm.
Yes, we're already in tune with a lot of that, but we want to make sure we're hearing exactly what it is the credit unions are expecting so that we can be more in tune with that going forward.
Marketing 101, know your audience.
Absolutely.
Inside and out.
That is exactly what we're here to do, is know
that audience. Tell me about the credit union advisory board.
Well,
so
we have assembled...
Is this kind of an offset of the division?
It is.
Okay.
We've assembled seven very well-respected executives from within the credit union community, very successful, well-established, and people that have a good perspective of what's going on in credit unions, not just in their specific organization, but really in the whole community, kind of a holistic approach. And so we're seeking feedback from them. I like to refer to them as our focus group of seven, because, you know, sometimes you think you're doing the right thing, But it's always good, like you said, look at your audience, ask your audience, I think I'm doing the right thing, am I doing the right thing? And that's what we're focused on at FIS, is using that group to be pinpoint positive that what we think we hear is what's going on, what's keeping them up at night, the challenges
you
they
double
face.
Double check with them, basically.
And these are people as well that... they're influential throughout the community. They have their network of friends. They're seeing a lot of them here. They're hearing a lot of things so that they can come to us and say, okay, this is what you might want to be concerned about. So it helps us zero in on that challenge and be able to address the real challenge that's front and center.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it's a good move to have those folks on that advisory board, because you get a nice gauge of what's going on. So
absolutely
good stuff. Trends in technology investment from credit unions.
Well,
stand on this a little bit.
You know, one of the things that you hear a lot is cloud-based technology, and so that's one of the things we're doing at FIS. In fact, I will tell you this: we lead the industry. We're ahead of our competitors in terms of transferring technology to the cloud. And that's going to make life a whole lot easier for credit unions, because you don't have to worry about the in-house technology. The in-house
hardware, all that stuff.
Yes, the investment. And it adds to the security, the maintenance, the upkeep. And that's one of the things that we're really focused on, because we've got over 400 financial services to offer. So, I mean, we've got an extensive suite of services. And now the way those services are being bundled and housed and made available to the credit union is going to make it so much easier on the credit union itself. Less day-to-day impact on the credit union from the standpoint of resource dedication, so that they can focus on the things that they want to do, and that is serve those members.
Yeah, you do what you do best, and they do what they do
best,
and it's a nice little symbiotic relationship.
Absolutely.
Indeed. So what are your goals for, let's get to the conference here, what do you guys want to achieve here at the conference? Obviously educate on all the stuff that you just talked about. Are there any other goals that you guys want to achieve?
Getting the message out, letting people know that this is a new focus for us. We've got much larger real estate here in the conference space to be able to show people who we are, what we're capable of doing, and just get the FIS message out there that we want to be visible in the minds as well as in the eyesight of the credit unions, to let them know that we're serious about our commitment to the credit union community, and that we want to be front and center in their minds as they face these decisions and these strategies that they're putting together for the coming months and years.
I agree. Any type of resource that they can have to help them keep up with, I mean, just technology alone is a huge help. Huge help indeed. Anything else to add here, Mansell? Any final words of wisdom to wrap up?
Goodness,
before you embark on your evening's activities.
No other words of wisdom except that we're here. FIS has got a willing ear, and we want to hear what credit unions think. Whatever we can do to help credit unions better understand the road that they travel, we're here to help them do that. We've got an extensive staff of people that are well seasoned in the credit union space, who understand credit unions, who get credit unions, and we just want to, again, be play a role, be a trusted partner in the lives of those credit unions.
I agree. Great message to end on, Mansell. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.